This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have Josh Phillips on the line with me. Josh is now in management with the Epoch Times. Good guy. I've known him for a long time that he was going to go a long ways there. You know, the one subject that most of the people at the Epoch Times are really familiar with is what's going on in terms of what I'm going to call trade warfare between the United States and China. It's a bad situation. There's no question about it. And who better to ask than Josh Phillip from the Epoch Times? Give us an introduction of what's going on, will you, Josh?
Yeah, sure. So we, of course, hear all this news about Chinese cyber attacks. We hear all this news about Chinese economic theft. But it's rarely put into context of what's actually at play. I'm sure everyone remembers a few years back, I think it was, there were these five Chinese hackers who were indicted. They were with a Chinese military unit, Unit 61398, which was under the General Staff Department, Department. Mm-hmm. The department is the Signals Intelligence, the General Staff Department is the war-fighting branch. And so, put that together, the hacker unit was under the war-fighting branch of the Chinese military, and they were involved in economic theft targeting the United States.
Let me stop you just Josh, let me just stop you for a second. It was defined in mainland China as the war-fighting staff. Is that correct?
The General Staff Department is the war-fighting branch of the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
The third department of it is the Signals Intelligence Department.
Hmm.
And there are about 22 operational branches. Unit 61398 is one of 22 similar hacker units working on operations similar to this.
So they're taking this pretty damn seriously. They seem to be taking it a lot more seriously than a lot of people in the United States are taking it.
Oh, yeah. Well, for them, this is about fighting for future dominance in the economic space.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, under the Chinese warfare doctrine, if we read into their what's called the unrestricted warfare concept, they have right on there, they have non-military, they have trans-military, and they have military methods of achieving the goals of war. And so they regard what they've done is they've broken down what would you want to achieve through war? What would you want to achieve by conquering another country? How do you achieve those exact same goals by using open systems?
Well,
looking at – oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Do other countries fall into the same category as the U.S. in that particular venue?
Oh, yeah. Well, you look at a lot of countries. They're doing it through a lot of different means. And so you look at, say, Latin America. The Chinese Communist Party has been using different types of infrastructure programs. And so what they'll do is they'll go and approach the country on, say, you know, we'll build you a plant in exchange for X amount of barrels of, say, you know, crude oil and X amount of, and, you know, mineral resources for X amount of years. And, you know, of course, a lot of them go for it. They'll build different types of infrastructure programs. And then the country will be indebted to China. China will then also maintain management of those facilities. And so they're Chinese-owned facilities built, you know, built to benefit China. And oftentimes they're even staffed by it because they're not.
So, Josh, let me stop you just for a second. Where are these facilities typically located? Are they typically located in mainland China, or are they typically located in the country of origin?
Well, they're pushing this into country of origin.
Of course.
And they've even done this in the United Kingdom. China owns and runs one of the main nuclear power plants. And if you look at Sri Lanka, there were complaints of them, Sri Lanka having done all these programs of the Chinese Communist Party, and back because they started realizing that we're not getting anything out of these deals. Yep. China's coming in, they're trading a bunch of resources in exchange for these infrastructures, but then the Chinese Communist Party manages and staffs the infrastructures. The only people who benefit are, you know, you could argue people, okay, maybe they get a bit of extra, you know, energy and things like this, but long term, you know, Sri Lanka, they compared it to this form of like modern slavery where they're subjugating the nation through control of key infrastructure. And if you go into, say, Australia, what are the GDP products of different countries? You go into Australia, it's like, you know, ore, iron industry, that kind of stuff. China, mm-hmm. China's buying up all the iron mines. They're buying up all the copper mines. And, you know, you go into New Zealand, it's like dairy. China's buying up all the dairy farms. So what happens then when a foreign and often hostile country controls the source of your national, you know, stability, controls the source of your national income, suddenly they're able to influence your politics.
Obviously.
They can influence your advertising, your media coverage, anything, you name it, they can influence it. And they have other systems to achieve that, of course. You know, they view it as a rivalry of systems. The U.S. international global order, the international order of the United States, Pax Americana,
uh-huh.
It's maintained under this idea that of individual liberty, that governments should not be allowed to abuse their citizens, and if you do, you're going to get sanctioned. China, the Chinese model is different. They're trying to say human rights abuses are necessary. Because, you know, if you have so, you know, X number of people, you can't keep things stable by respecting human rights. And they have this system of international trade. You can do whatever you want. We won't get involved in your local politics is the way they frame it. And, you know, we'll continue to trade with you regardless of whether you abuse your citizens or not. And so the United States has maintained an international order where human rights abuses, you know, on a large scale, at least, are not tolerated. And China's pushing a system of absolute totalitarian control where it's not only tolerated but even encouraged, because a lot of the Chinese tech products they're exporting, you know, monitoring system are based around this. It's high-tech tyranny to an extent that even George Orwell couldn't have imagined.
You know, I find that to be really fascinating, the fact that the United States is supposedly, you know, first and foremost when it comes to eliminating, for lack of better terms, human rights, negative human rights issues. And here we are putting up with this in a big way, as are many other countries. You know, I guess it just kind of goes to show you, he who controls the gold has the power, because in effect, that's what we're saying here. China being controlling the gold and having the power.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the sanctions a lot of U.S. sanctions are non-functional, because when the United States sanctions them, China continues to trade with them.
Right.
This is, you know, people have accused them of doing this to North Korea, which was propped up by China, of doing this to Iran, which was heavily propped up by China. China, the Chinese model has been kind of a go-to place for a lot of Latin America under groups like the Foro Sao Paulo, which is the kind of far left coalition of states involved in the Pink Revolution that took place there.
Uh-huh.
And you have a lot of governments that have, as they distance from the United States, lean towards China, begin accepting Chinese money, begin accepting Chinese infrastructure programs. And oftentimes these programs benefit nobody on the social level, but benefit the few individuals in the government who sign the agreements and the Chinese Communist Party. And so it's a system of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and
you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Josh, we've got to take a real quick break here. We've got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. But what I would like to do is continue this discussion into the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Josh Philip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Josh, we're talking about, obviously, the situation with the trade situation between mainland China and a lot of other countries around the world. The country that we're obviously the most interested in right now is our country, the United States of America. You brought up a couple of things that I find to be really, really interesting, and I have a couple of questions for you. One of the questions is, give me some examples, if you would, of how this is working in the United States vis-a-vis Chinese influence right now.
Right. So one of the Chinese Communist Party has several programs designed to overtake the United States as the global leader. Many of these programs have several arms to them. One of the main ones is economic warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to clarify, economic warfare is theft or attacks on industries that would impact the country's GDP. Business warfare is attacks on things that would, you know, impact just the business level, kind of a death by a thousand cuts approach. Transaction warfare would be attacking transactions in process of taking place, such as exchange of money, so on.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing we're looking at now is economic warfare. So how do you impact the GDP of a nation? So what China had before was Project 863. The goal of Project 863 was, quote, catching up fast and surpassing the West.
I'm not mistaken, that's happening in spades right now. I remember, I don't know where I got this information, Josh, but a couple, 3 years ago, basically it was assumed that by 2016, China would represent the largest economy in the world. I don't believe they've gotten to that point yet, but, you know, that's a pretty lofty goal.
Yeah, they've been trying to get to it. The newer one now is China 2025, and they kind of blew their cover by being too open about its goals. China 2025 was their more recent program for overtaking the United States economically. And just like Project 863 identified several key economic sectors through which they believe they can achieve that.
You know, that is interesting. Give me some examples, if you would.
Right. So, you know, okay, long story short, when the United States opened up trade with China, we gave them mostly low-end manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't industries that would ever help China kind of rise up to become the main product line that you go to. You know, you're going to look at Apple, you're going to look at Microsoft, you're going to look at, say, Boeing, you're going to look at kind of cutting-edge companies that build the parts or infrastructure beneath the surface, computer chips, you know, IBM, these kinds of things. China was manufacturing these things, but they didn't really get the deeper nuts and bolts of it. You know, the software level, the firmware level, they're kind of still behind. Now, how do you go from being the person building it to the person having it built? This is what China's been looking at. And so they're trying to do that now. They're trying to say, okay, we've been building it for you for so long. Why don't we use the exact same plan, the exact same factories, the exact same, you know, whatever, to build the exact same products that we've been building for you, but build them under our own brands. And so this is why you had gray markets starting up where they say they run one production line for the Western company and one production line for the knockoff product under the same brand, under a different name. This is, you know, they've been using it as a form of mentoring. The manufacturing we've been giving them has been like a mentorship process where we've trained them on how to build up our own products. And as soon as they can do that, as soon as they can replace our products, then, you know, what does the United States have? We all of our factories are overseas. Where are our jobs coming from? We're the middle management, you know, country. We build our things elsewhere. We manage the production from here. I mean, of course, we have small business and such, but it's not on the global scale.
You know, it's so obvious what's going on in my mind, the way you just put it right now. It is so obvious that you've got a war that, for all practical purposes, the Chinese are going to win, you know, and not a single life is going to be lost other than perhaps from suffering from a lack of jobs in the United States. You know, folks, you have to realize out there, whether you're a conservative or whether you are a progressive liberal, you have to realize that there are certain things that are just wrong with the country. I mean, let's forget some of the esoteric ideas. Let's forget about some of the issues that people, specifically the progressives and the conservatives, are fighting over right now. Those are really, I don't want to call them unimportant issues, but what we're talking about here, I think, is an incredibly important issue, and the reason that it is simply because the future of everybody in the United States, not just the liberals, not just the progressives, not just the women, not just the males, but the future of everybody. Even you folks living down in Northern California, thank you very much for just picking up the show. We appreciate it at KBOE, but I want to say that you've got to look at some of these factors, some of the emotional factors that people are talking about right now, some of the war of words between progressives and liberals are really rather meaningless, in my opinion, Josh, when it comes to what is going on in terms of the future of the entire United States of America. Mr. Philip, we have about 2 minutes left here. Why don't you wrap up what you're saying? Why don't you wrap up the danger that this represents to our country?
And totally. I mean, we're stuck in these arguments about moral differences of opinion. And really, this is the liberal-conservative debates are in the United States. But meanwhile, we have countries like China, countries like Russia, which there's a lot of influence on.
Mm-hmm.
Actively trying to undermine us, actively trying to attack our infrastructures, actively trying to turn Americans against each other. If China succeeds at what it wants.
I've got to interrupt you on this one. That's exactly what's going on right now. Americans internally are fighting other Americans. And, you know, the only person that's going to win here are foreign agitators. Sorry to interrupt you, Josh, but that's an important point to me.
Yeah, very true. Let's put it this way. If China wins, if the China model dominates the world, you're going to have the social credit system in every country.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have facial recognition facial expressions and try to guess your internal thoughts and then rate you on it and then manage your level of freedom in that society based on your rating.
There's no question.
It looks at your purchases online and governs you through a totalitarian system.
No question about that. Josh, I have to take a break here, but this reminds me of an experience I had just yesterday. I went down to the local drugstore to pick up a prescription for my wife. I parked next to a red Mazda. All kinds of what I would consider to be interesting topics were displayed on that Mazda, you know, with the bumper stickers that this woman had. Very angry woman. I talked to her a little bit, and I have to say, the one place where I think a lot of people are missing the boat right now is what is going on that is in true, serious detriment to the United States. Josh Philip, always a pleasure. Thank you, man.
Pleasure. Thank you as well.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting a little bit more about KER politics here. We're on one of my favorite subjects right now. We handled one of my other favorite subjects in the prior two segments with Josh Phillip, the one of the editors of the Epoch Times. I'm now chatting with a woman who is a true expert in terrorism. Her name is Bridget Gabriel. Bridget is Lebanese. She's a Christian. She's a Catholic as I am. Not that that makes any difference one way or the other. But in chatting with her publicist and also in doing some background work on Bridget, I have to say that this woman truly is an expert, truly been there and done that. Bridget, tell us a little bit about yourself along those lines, would you please?
Thank you, Al. I was born and raised in Lebanon, which used to be the only majority Christian country in the Middle East. We were open-minded, we were fair, we were tolerant, we were multicultural, we prided ourselves in our multiculturalism. We had open border policy. We welcomed everyone coming into our country because we wanted to share with them the westernization which we had created in the heart of the Middle East. Muslims used to send their children to study in our country because we had built the best universities in the Middle East. They graduated and worked in our economy because we had built the best economy in the Middle East, even though we did not have any oil. Beirut in the 60s became Paris of the Middle East, the banking capital of the Middle East. Unfortunately, Al, all that began to change as the Muslims became the majority and the Christians became the minority. My 9/11 happened to me in 1975 when radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burying me under the rubble wounded. I ended up in a hospital for 2.5 months. And as I laid in a hospital bed, going from one surgery to another, I would ask my father, why did they do this to us? And my father would tell me, because we are Christians. The Muslims consider us infidels, and they want to kill us. So I learned since I was a 10-year-old little girl that I am wanted dead simply because I was born into the Christian faith. I ended up leaving the hospital and coming back home, but my home was no longer the home I left. I ended up living in an underground bomb shelter in an 8x10 room without electricity, without water, and very little food. And that's where I lived for 7 years of my life, from the age of 10 till the age of 17, robbed of my youth.
Bridget, I have a question for you. Yeah, you were robbed of your youth. There's no question about that. I have a question for you. So in Lebanon, in the Middle East, you have a couple of factions. I mean, you have more than a couple, but you've got the Israelis on the one hand, and on the other hand, you obviously have the Muslims. What I'm gathering from what you're saying is the problem really seems to be not necessarily the Israelis, but the radical Muslims. Let's just say the Muslims. Am I correct in that?
You are correct. The Israelis are not the problem. Actually, what started the all-out Lebanese war was when four Palestinian Muslims walked into a church service on a Sunday morning in the Christian section of Beirut and shot at worshippers, killing four and injuring 100. And that's what started the war. I remember in 1974, as an only child to my parents, we used to go, I lived in South Lebanon in Marjayoun, and we used to go to Beirut because the majority of my family lived in Beirut, my uncles and my aunts and cousins, etc. And every holiday for Christmas, we would go down. And I remember the last year before the war broke out in 1974, my parents decided that we're staying home. And you have to understand, that's very boring for a little child, only girl, you know, only child to two elderly parents. I'm like, why aren't we going to Beirut this year for Christmas? And my father would give me the line, well, we decided to stay home this year. Well, later on, as I grew up, I found out that the reason why we didn't go to Beirut is at the beginning of the war, the Palestinians, which happened to be majority Muslims, almost all Muslims, combined their forces with the Lebanese Muslims, and they would set up fly-by-night checkpoints, and they would stop cars traveling, and they would look at people's IDs. And in the Middle East, our religion is written on our national ID. You are either a Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew, and it is right there on your national ID. So when they would see that this is a Christian family traveling, they would get everyone out of the car and shoot them in cold blood. It became identity killing. Actually, Thomas Friedman, in his book From Beirut to Jerusalem, discusses this in detail, the identity killing in Lebanon. And that's why we stopped traveling. By 1975, the combined forces of Palestinians and Muslims put their heads together and created their own army, Jaish Lebanon al-Arabi, the Arabic-Lebanese army. Because in Lebanon, the Christians are not Arabs. We don't refer to ourselves as Arabs. Arabs are the Muslims. And so they created their own army and started massacring the Christians. One of the biggest massacres in Lebanon happened in the city of Damour, which was one of the largest Christian cities in Lebanon, where Christians hid in churches thinking, you know, if we hide in churches, they're not going to massacre us. Well, the Muslims would come in, they walked into the churches, started massacring the Christians, crucifying the Christians. They crucified the Christians, hung them on crosses in the moor before ISIS ever came on the world stage and started crucifying people. So it was actually, in my case, the Christians, we heard of the massacres and what was happening in the rest of Lebanon. And we lived at the southern border. We lived 5 kilometers from the Israeli border. And as we were surrounded to be slaughtered by the combined forces of Muslims and Palestinians, we knew that to our front were the Palestinians and to our back was Israel. And we knew if we run to the Jews and beg for help, the Jews are not going to slaughter us because we had more shared values with them than we had with the Muslims. So few people from my town go into Israel in the middle of the night, wave an Israeli patrol on the border, and they tell the Jews, if you don't come help us, we're going to be slaughtered because we're not going to last. We don't have any defense. And Israel started coming in the middle of the night and helping the Christians and bringing ammunition to the Christians and bringing bomb shelters to those who did not have bomb shelters in my area. And Israel started taking the Christian men into Israel and training them how to fight because the Christians were the educated ones. They were not the street fighters. And Israel started working with the Christians in Lebanon to help them take back their democracy and work together in peace and kick out the radical Islamic element that had taken control of Lebanon at the time. And that's why Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982, and Israel went all the way to Beirut. And that's how we came out of the bomb shelters and back to rebuilding our lives. I actually lived in the what they called security zone at the time. The reason why we had a security zone is because the Christians in southern Lebanon, including some of the Shiite towns, went to Israel and begged for help, and Israel kept us alive for 7 years. And that's how we lived.
Down to about 2 minutes in this particular segment. We are going to tack this on to another longer segment, by the way, Bridget. What I want to ask you about in the next segment, I want to get some background in terms of what you have done, why you are considered to be an expert on terrorism. Terrorism, unfortunately, right now, it seems to be actually happening kind of big time, for lack of better terms, in the United States with some of these packages and the rest of it that's going on right now. And I do not want to infer that this is anything nearly as bad as what you went through as a little girl, and I have to assume also probably as a young adult, but it is really interesting how that particular philosophy seems to be spreading throughout the world. I mean, in the United States, you know, you don't have killing yet. You don't have the progressives versus the conservatives really resorting to that type of violence yet. And all I can say is I pray to God that we never have that happen in the United States. You know, I have a friend who has a degree from Stanford University, a PhD in Far Eastern history, and he and I have had numerous conversations about what is going on, whose fault it is in the Middle East, et cetera, the continued violence. And he said, you know, the problem is so many people, as an example, simply do not understand the Lebanese. Having said that, good time for a break. We're going to come back with some more thought-provoking issues. Bridget Gabriel. Bridget, hang on 1 second. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics, I'm still chatting with my friend Bridget Gabriel. Bridget is considered to be an expert, a U.S. expert on terrorism. Tell us a little bit about how you got that particular identity, Bridget.
Well, when we came out of the bomb shelter in Bedford building our lives, and as I, at that time I was 17 years old, I decided I want to understand why people do evil things to other people. As a child who's been so affected by terrorism, I'm not only an expert who went to college and studied about terrorism. I'm an eyewitness to terrorism who survived to tell about it and warn the world. I ended up moving to Israel in 1984 and becoming news anchor for World News in the Middle East, working out of Jerusalem, working for Global News Network at the time. And as I reported on world events night after night, I started realizing there was a pattern developing, because this was in the 80s, from 1984 till 89, when we started seeing a rise of global Islamic terrorism. And when I reported on the news, when I read the news night after night, I started realizing no matter where the terrorist activity took place, no matter what continent, no matter what country, the name of the perpetrators were always Islamic. Ahmed, Muhammad, Hussein, Ali. The name of the victims were always Westerners, Christians and Jews. Terry Wade, Terry Anderson, Colonel Higgins, the Achille Lauer, the TWA flights, the Pan Am flights. And I can go on and on. And I started realizing that what I used to think was a regional problem between a majority Muslim Middle East trying to either kill or expel the minority Christians and Jews, so I used to think it was a local problem, but I realized very quickly it has become a worldwide problem. But the world was not paying attention. The world was not connecting the dots. I ended up coming to the United States by marriage. I married an American war correspondent, actually, whom I met in Jerusalem and who worked with me in the same building in Jerusalem. And that's how I came to America, and I continue following the news because I already had my associations with UPN, ITN, WTN, you know, all the worldwide television networks that I had worked with in the press before. And I continued doing that until 2001. When 9/11 happened, I was one of the foremost experts on Islamic terrorism around the world because this is what I focused on for my previous years, and Osama bin Laden and all of these people. And that's when I dove completely into this issue. At that time, I owned a television production company providing services to ABC, NBC, CBS, all the news networks. I walked away from that, and I started Act for America, which is now the largest national security grassroots organization devoted to protecting America from all threats, foreign and domestic. I'm proud to tell you, Alexander, that today Act for America has 1 million members. We have passed 100 bills on the federal level as well as the state level to secure America. And I encourage our listeners, join us. Go to actforamerica.org. Sign up as an activist. Join one of our chapters. We've got chapters nationwide. If there is no chapter near you, start a chapter. Send us an email. We will mentor you. We'll assign you a mentor. We'll connect you with people in your community who want to join a chapter. We'll get you up and running so together we can focus on protecting America.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell me exactly what Act for America, what exactly are you accomplishing?
Oh, my goodness. We have passed bills nationwide. To give you an idea, today we just sent an information about a bill that was introduced by Kevin McCarthy in Congress that will provide full funding for the wall. So what we do, like today, the email that went out to our membership was the name of the bill, the number, what the bill says. We give a link. People can go to our website, actforamerica.org, and click on Contact Congress. We already have information about the bill, emails you can send to your elected officials, no matter where you are in the nation, no matter where you're listening to us right now via the internet. You click on that link. We give you the name of your elected officials, your senators, your congressmen, their phone numbers, their address. We even have a prepared letter for you. With the click of a button, you can send it so your elected officials can hear from you and they can vote to sponsor and support such a bill. This is just a simple example of some of the stuff that we work on. If people go on our actforamerica.org, click on Contact Congress, you'll see all the bills that are now listed on our high priority list, and we have many of them.
Bridget, what is relevant? If I go to, which I will, by the way, go to actforamerica.org, I like what you're talking about. Is there something there that will be suitable, a bit of a summary that I could post on our website?
Absolutely. We have a video about Act for America on our website. We have short videos, long videos, 2-minute videos, 1-minute videos. We have information about every topic that we cover, what we cover, our bills, our laws, who we are as an organization. And what makes our organization, Act for America, so unique is it's people from everywhere, people who put their differences aside and came together for national security. Because we only focus on national security. Our members are Jews, Christians, Buddhists, atheists, lesbians, gays, rabbis, priests, people who put all the differences aside and came together in defense of our freedoms and in defense of our American values. And that's also what basically I mirrored in my book, my new book, Rise. And I titled my book, Rise. Rise in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. To basically mobilize Americans from all backgrounds, from all colors, from all heritage, from all political persuasion, to put your differences aside and come together in defense of our nation, because we are losing our identity, our national identity. We are losing our freedom of speech, our freedom of expression. Everybody's getting offended at the littlest things. We need to come together as a nation. The book is titled Rise. There's more information about it on the website. It's a bestseller, and I encourage everyone listening to get this book, read it, and share it with your friends.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is I will pick up a copy of that book, or I will order it today from Amazon, and I'll pick up a copy of it. And I do have kind of an interesting social circle, so I will also recommend it to most of my friends up here. I'm very interested in what you're doing, Bridget, in the sense that I think that we are coming from exactly the same spot. Now, when you talk about protecting our country, for lack of better terms, I have to assume that, now, for example, do you have Israeli members of your organization?
Israelis?
Jewish?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We have Jewish, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, you name it.
Okay, I will pick up a copy of that book. Actually, I'll pick it up today. I have to go into the big city of Bellingham and I'll pick up a copy of Rise, and I'll start reading it today. I just happen to have finished the last book that I've been reading. I'm very, very intrigued with what you're doing, and what I would like to do is I would like to get you on the show, and I'll deal with your publicist on this, and I want to get you on, I'm going to use the term quasi-regular basis. I want to know what you guys are doing periodically so our listeners can learn more about it, because I have to say, I think that you're going to fit hand in glove with many, many of our listeners. We've got about 2 minutes left here, Brigida. Why don't you use that time? Sell me your book and sell me the concept of Act for America. And by that, I mean convince me in 2 minutes why I should become part of it.
I wrote the book because America as we know it is being transformed before our very eyes.
Yes, it is.
The flag that once flew on every street corner is now considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Athletes who used to break out in tears of pride during the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. Patriotism is seen as hateful. Freedom of speech is being eliminated by the tyranny of tolerance. And police are being targeted by criminals and thugs while the mainstream media victimize their killers. Our public schools are used to promote Islamic propaganda inside the classroom. Unvetted immigration is rampant, and Christmas is under assault. Our nation, Alexander, is at a crossroad of irreversible consequences, and the Judeo-Christian values it was founded upon are under attack both from abroad and from within. In my new book, Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, I provide an understanding of the forces that threaten our nation and what you can do to protect American values and freedom. I issue a call to all freedom-loving Americans by revealing others' plan to dismantle our religious freedom, destabilize and threaten national security, and radically redefine our way of life. And Rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this very enthusiastic woman, her enthusiasm stems from experience, from hands-on experience, for lack of better terms, has really gotten my attention. I will pick up a copy of the book called Rise. I will start posting material on Act for America, your organization, because I could not agree with you more. Mrs. Gabriel, thank you so much for your time.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.